And our reading from the Passion narrative continues this afternoon from Gethsemane. When they had sung a hymn, he went out, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. Then Jesus said to them, "This night you will all fall away on account of me, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.' But after I am risen again, I will go ahead of you into Galilee."
Peter answered him and said to him, "Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will." Jesus said to him, "Truly, I say to you, this night before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." But Peter said more vehemently, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you." And all the others said the same thing.
They went over the brook Kedron and came to a place which was called Gethsemane. There was a garden there, and he went into it with his disciples. Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus often met there with his disciples. And when he was at the place, he said to them, "Sit down here while I go on ahead and pray. Pray that you do not fall into temptation."
He took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be full of sorrow and turmoil. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to the point of death. Wait here and watch with me." He went on a little from them, a stone's throw away. He fell on his face and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. He said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will."
An angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. And he prayed, saying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." In agony, he prayed still more earnestly, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." His sweat fell to the ground like great drops of blood.
When he got up from prayer, he came to his disciples and found them sleeping. He said to Peter, "Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak."
He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, "My Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, your will be done." When he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. He left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same thing.
Then he came to his disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer."
Even while he was saying this, Judas, one of the 12, came with a detachment and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees. They came to the place with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went out to them and said, "Whom do you seek?" They answered, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am he."
Judas, who betrayed him, had taken his stand with them. When Jesus said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Again he asked them, "Whom do you seek?" They said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus replied, "I told you that I am he. If I am the one you seek, then let these go away." This was to fulfill the word he had spoken, "Of those you gave me, I have lost none."
Now he that betrayed Jesus had given them a sign, saying, "The one whom I kiss, that is he. Seize him and be sure to take him away securely." He went straight up to Jesus and said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. Jesus said to him, "Friend, why have you come? Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?"
They came and laid their hands on Jesus and took him. When those who were around him saw what was happening, they said to him, "Lord, shall we strike with a sword?" Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. And the servant's name was Malchus.
Jesus answered and said, "No more of this." And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword away. All they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Do you imagine that I cannot pray to my Father, and he will immediately give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled that it must take place in this way? Shall I not drink of the cup that my Father has given me?"
Then Jesus said to the chief priests and the captains of the temple and the elders who had come out against him, "Have you come out as against a bandit with swords and clubs to take me? When I was with you every day in the temple, you did not lay your hands on me. But this is your hour and the hour of the power of darkness. All this has happened that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled." Then all the disciples abandoned him and fled.
There was a certain young man who was following along. He only had a linen cloth about his naked body. They laid hold of him, but he slipped out of the linen cloth and fled away naked.
Then the detachment and its captain and the officers of the Jews seized Jesus and bound him and led him away to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year. Now Caiaphas was the one who gave counsel to the Jews that it was good that one man should die for the people. Here ends this week's reading from the Passion Narrative.